Welcome back to The Table I Built. I'm your host, Andrea Walton, and here we believe resilience is strategy, purpose is power, and legacy is built one decision at a time. So pull up a chair, your seat at the table is waiting. Now, today's episode, podcast family, is a little different. It's just me, no guest, no panel. Just a conversation from the heart about something that's been heavy on my spirit lately, protecting your peace while you build. Because here's the truth, success without peace is just another sort of chaos. You can have the title, the salary, the team, the calendar full of meetings, and still feel completely undone inside. I've been there. I've built through pain, through pressure, burnout, and I had to learn that peace isn't something you find when you're done building. It's something you guard while you build. So let me take you back for a moment. There was a season where I said yes to almost everything. Every request, opportunity, conference, every phone call that started with, "Hey, Andrea, do you have a minute?" I thought being accessible was being an effective leader. But what it really was exhausting. I was producing results, but privately, I was unraveling, smiling in meetings, but silently wondering, why do I feel like this? Why do I feel empty? And here's what I learned. Peace is not the absence of problems. As we all know, it's the presence of strong boundaries. Protecting your peace doesn't mean cutting everyone off. That's not what this is. It's knowing what and who deserves access to you. It means asking, is this feeding me or draining me? And then having the courage to act on the answer you get. I had lunch with a new friend this past week who left me with such a powerful quote. She said, "How you spend your time, Andrea, is how you spend your life." So how do we build without burning out? Here are three truths that changed how I lead, work, and live. So I want you to grab your notes app, a pen and paper, but here we go. Number one, audit your energy like you audit your finances. Ask yourself, where am I overspending or overdrawing emotionally, mentally, and spiritually? Who or what keeps overdrawing my peace? And then what restores you? Maybe it's journaling, maybe it's exercise, maybe it's prayer. Those are deposits. Make them intentional. Number two, stop rescuing what you need to release. Some projects, partnerships, positions that were meant for a season, not a lifetime. Sometimes we keep things alive long after their assignment is over. Maybe it's out of guilt or habit. But peace often begins with permission, the permission to let go. And sometimes the release is actually the strategy. Number three, design your environment for peace. Literally engineer it. That means scheduling quiet time in your week, turning off notifications when you need to think, write, or rest, decluttering not just your desk, your digital space, and then decide who and what gets to interrupt you. These are not small things. These are power moves. Because when your environment supports your peace, you make much better decisions. You lead from intention and not from reaction. So one of the biggest misconceptions, I think, is that peace is passive. But peace is actually one of the most powerful leadership strategies you can cultivate. When you're at peace, you're not ruled by urgency. You're not reacting to every storm. You're steady and you have renewed clarity. And steady leaders are the ones who build lasting things. I talk a lot about my truth plus agency framework. It means that it's the idea that your power lives in the balance between being very honest and taking action. Peace is the soil that both of these grow from. Because when you protect your peace, you give yourself permission to lead from clarity, not crisis. And the people connected to you, your family, your clients, your team, they feel that calm. They trust that calm. That's legacy leadership. So as you move through this week, I want you to ask yourself a couple of questions. Where am I forfeiting peace for productivity? And where am I just being busy for busyness' sake? When you get your answers, sit with it and then do one small thing to shift back towards peace. Remember, you can build the dream and protect your peace at the same time. In fact, one depends on the other. So thank you for tuning in to The Table I Built. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone who's in a building season like you. They may need this reminder as well. And as always, keep showing up, keep blooming forward, and keep protecting your peace. Have a great day.